You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And welcome once again to MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey. And I tell you what, Adam, you know, we had a tough job for the first several months of the year trying to figure out why the Brewers weren't playing better. So now let's turn the tables a little bit. Help me understand what happened. You and I think I've missed you the last couple of weeks, and maybe that's it. Maybe it's just that you and I aren't talking each week, but all of a sudden this Brewers team might be one of the best in Major League Baseball.
Well, they're scoring runs at a rate higher than any other team, which is on one hand surprising where they came from. But, you know, partly I think what this is just getting, you know, things evening out a little bit, as they tend to do over 162 games. And we talked about this earlier, Dave. The Brewers were not as bad a team as the record reflected in April and May. They're not as good a team as the rate they're scoring runs reflects here in July. They're somewhere in the middle, and I think things are just evening out a little bit. The other thing that's happening, maybe a little more concrete, is that they're healthy again. And it happened very early in the season for this team that they got struck by injuries. They never really were able to put out their lineup as they were expected to field it coming into the year. And they're doing so right now. And Craig Counsell is able to put out a lineup with Jonathan Lucroy producing, with Scooter Gennett hitting 300 over a long stretch, with Gerardo Parra performing at a high level. All of these guys that were expected to be producers for them are now suddenly producing. And I think that's helping fuel what's happened lately.
Yeah, they definitely are scoring runs, and certainly a series against that Pirates pitching staff where you're scoring 6 and 8 runs a game speaks to that, because that has been unheard of this season. But what about, you mentioned, the change in management. You know, Ron Ranicki struggled, 7-18, was let go, and boy, at the time, to me, it felt like the season was halfway done, and it's almost laughable now when I look back on it. But Counsell, meanwhile, Craig Counsell, look, he's a 500 manager. He's 34-34 with this bunch. They're playing really well lately. How much credit should he get?
Well, I don't want to take away from what he's done, because he has, you know, he has gotten a lot out of these players, and he's managed well. There have been very few instances of second-guessing. You know, that might be – he's helped by having a really good bullpen. Ken Mock is the line that originally came from Whitey Herzog. In order to be a good major league manager, you need a sense of humor and a good bullpen. And Craig Counsell definitely has both, and that's aided him. You know, the competition has helped too. Let's not pretend, because they got going here in this the stretch where they really played well lately. It started against the Mets when they were really down and just could not score a run, against the Phillies, who have the worst record in the league and a poor pitching staff that got this Brewers offense going, really, and against a Reds team that was struggling in the pitching department at the time. So that helped get this Brewers team going. They built a little confidence. And now you do give Craig Counsell and the Brewers some credit, because they have played good series consecutively against really good teams now, the Dodgers, and then, as you said, sweeping the Pirates at Miller Park. I think there's that good feeling, and to me, the best way to view this game is always a balance. The sabermetric stuff has revolutionized the way we look at baseball. It's really important, and it's really good in the big picture at predicting what's going to happen. But there still is something to this game beyond that, and there is this emotional aspect to the game. And I think what has happened for this Brewers team, and several individual players have referenced it, you get that good feeling coming to the ballpark every day when you're in a good stretch, and it feeds off itself. And I really believe that has played a role in what's happening. And I'll point to Scooter Gennett as an example. A guy, a second baseman, a good offensive player his whole baseball life. He comes into this year, and he really struggles amid team-wide. You know, he definitely was not the only one, but he struggles at the plate, batting 150. They sent him down to the minor leagues. He kind of just let things go from his mind a little bit and just went up there and hit. And he got a little confidence going. They bring him back to the big leagues, and it's continued. And he has said that You know, there wasn't any big mechanical changes. It's not that he's swinging at different pitches. There wasn't anything physically to point to in how he's turned his season around. It's that he's got some confidence going. And I think that that is partly what's happened with this team. Now, is that just on the players, or is this Craig Counsell some genius for getting this out of the players? Maybe somewhere in the middle. I'm not exactly sure, but there definitely is a different feeling around the team right now.
Yeah, I love the fact that you bring it up, because I do think that there is, there's some unquantifiable quality. And during the All-Star break, I was there in Cincinnati and got to spend a little time with Jim Leland and Tony La Russa, and the two of them actually argued both sides of the chemistry element that we talk about so much in baseball. Does it take good chemistry to be a winner, or does good chemistry come from winning? And those two couldn't agree on it, which was interesting to me. And you're both successful managers, and I guess it just underscores that there's so many ways to go about it, but there is that unquantifiable element to any team, and for that matter, any player, any moment, any game, that just you don't know where it comes from. Good leaders, I guess, maybe have a history of being able to summon it, but it's still one of the great mysteries of the game. Another thing, though, that we should mention, Taylor Youngman, we knew he was going to be pretty good coming out of college, the hard thrower with the Texas Longhorns and first round pick and whatnot. But man alive, a 5-1 record, a 2.04 ERA. How good is this kid?
To find out, because he's starting to see teams for a second time. He reminds me a little bit, even though they're different pitchers, of Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers came up a couple of years ago, had a great run, really, almost pitched himself into the Rookie of the Year debate. And he gets a lot of his outs with deception. The stuff's good, but on top of that, it's really hard for hitters to pick up. And Taylor Youngman is a similar type of guy. He has this crossbody delivery. And the catcher, Jonathan Lucroy, said, Taylor Youngman is not some soft tosser. He's, 92, 93, but Lucroy said it plays a lot higher than that because guys just can't see it. It comes at him from a real weird angle. So, he's facing teams for the first time. They're not seeing him, and he's having a lot of success. I'm really curious to see what happens with Taylor Youngman as he faces teams multiple times. Now, the Pirates are the first team that he's seen again, and he pitched a gem against them to finish that sweep at Miller Park. So that was a really good sign for Taylor Youngman that this is not just smoke and mirrors, that this is true stuff that is getting through some really good lineups.
No, I guess that's the other side of it.
And again, Luke doesn't pump up guys unnecessarily, but he spoke really highly of Taylor Youngman. I mean, he used the word ace. Like, this guy could be a top of the rotation type pitcher. That would be very good news for this Brewers team, because in his minor league career, he didn't necessarily pitch that way. So I don't know that that's been the expectation for this guy, but he's looked really good in the big leagues.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's certainly thrown like an ace, at least in these first couple weeks in the big leagues. But, it is the other side of it, right, is that, yes, these teams are seeing him for a second time, but I guess at the same time, he's seen some of these hitters for a second time and maybe learning a little bit as well, making some adjustments on them. So, I do think that thing can cut both ways.
Yeah. Again, the Mike Fiers experience, I think of, and to me, it's usually swings a little more toward the hitters the more a guy sees a team, especially if you see him within a season, within a short span. Jimmy Nelson comes to mind for me in April. He faced it was three teams back to back, right in a row, and it was a tough stretch for him because I think, especially that second time when the hitters had gotten a good look at him, it was more of a challenge. And, that's the big leagues. That's life. And especially if the Brewers get to where they want to get back to with some of these young pitchers, you're going to see, you hope you get into a postseason series and you have to face a team twice in a week. So it's good experience for these young guys to do it.
Yeah, well, playing so much better lately. 16-6 over the last 22 games. Pretty good stuff. Well, Adam, as always, thanks for the time, man. You are right on target, as you are every week, and we'll look forward to doing it again next week.
All right. Talk to you then, Dave.
There he goes. Adam McAlvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.